BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Thursday the 25th of September. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, Atlantic low 1000, moving rather quickly northwards, expected 400 miles west of Rockall, 966, by 1800 Thursday. High south at 1034, dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, south 4 or 5, fair, good. North at 0, south at 0, southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, fair, good. 40s Cromarty, south or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, fair, good. 4th Tyne, variable becoming southeast 2 to 4, showers later in Tyne, good. Dogger, easterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, showers later, good. Fisher, east or southeast 3 to 5, fair, good. German Bight, Humber, east 4 to 6, fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, northeast 4 to 6, showers later, good. Portland, Plymouth, north or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Biscay, north or northeast 2 to 4, showers in southeast, good. Trafalgar, easterly 4 or 5 near Strait of Gibraltar, otherwise northerly becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. South Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in south, fair, good. North Fitzroy, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in northwest, fair, good. Sole, southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southerly 5 or 6 in west, showers in west, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, east or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in Fastnet and Irish Sea, fair, good. Shannon, southeast 3 to 5, veering south 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, showers, good. Rockall, south 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, occasional rain, moderate or good. Malin, Hebrides, south 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Hebrides, occasional rain in west, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey, south 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Faroe, south 4 to 6, fair, good. Faroes, southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southeasterly 6 to gale 8 later, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor later in southeast Iceland. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south 5, 12 miles, 1026 steady. Stornoway, south by east 4, 30 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Lerwick, south southwest 4, 22 miles, 1028 now rising. Wick Automatic, southwest by south 2, 15 miles, 1027 rising slowly. Aberdeen, south by east 3, 13 miles, 1029 rising slowly. Lucas, south by east 2, more than 38 miles, 1029 rising slowly. Boomer, west southwest 1, 27 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Bridlington, northeast by east 3, 1029, rising slowly. Sandetti light vessel automatic, east-northeast 5, more than 27 miles, 1024. Greenwich light vessel automatic, east-northeast 5, 11 miles, 1024. St. Catherine's Point automatic, northeast 2, 1026, rising slowly. Jersey, northeast by north 3, 35 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, northeast 4, 11 miles, 1025. Scilly automatic, east by north 1, 9 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Milford Haven, north-northeast 3, 32 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Aberporth, south-southeast 2, 15 miles, correction 27 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Valley, east 2, 12 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east by south 2, 22 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Valentia, southeast 3, 27 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Ronaldsway, north northeast 2, 19 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Malinhead, southeast by south 4, 19 miles, 1026, now falling. Macrahanish automatic, southeast 4, more than 38 miles, 1027, now rising. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 24th of September. The general situation. A ridge will extend across the British Isles from high pressure centred over Scandinavia. It will then become increasingly windy in northwestern areas on Friday as a frontal system approaches from the Atlantic. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southeast 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in Moray Firth, occasionally 6 later near Orkney. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly, backing southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 1 to 3, becoming east or southeast 3 or 4 later. Showers later, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first, and occasionally 5 later. Showers later, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in south. Fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, northerly 4 or 5, veering northeasterly 5 or 6, occasionally 4 later. Showers later, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, north veering northeast 4 or 5, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, north or northeast, becoming variable later 2 to 4, fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming southeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good, occasionally moderate at first in Liverpool Bay. Isle of Man, southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, south or southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre, correction, Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in North Channel. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeast, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly, 5 or 6, occasionally 4 at first, and occasionally 7 later in west. Occasional rain at first, west of the Outer Hebrides. Mainly good. Shetland Isles, south 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And indeed, Radio 4's programmes for tonight. We'll be back at 5 o'clock. Meanwhile, the BBC World Service is next here. Radio 4 Extra continues through the night with comedy and drama, if you fancy that. So until this time tomorrow night, this is Jim Lee at Broadcasting House wishing you a safe and peaceful night.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. A bullet engraved with the words anti-ICE is found at the scene of a deadly shooting at an immigration centre in Dallas, Texas.
To every politician demanding that ICE agents be doxxed and calling for people to go after their families, stop. This has very real consequences.
Colombia's president accuses Donald Trump of an act of tyranny over US airstrikes on suspected drug trafficking boats in the Caribbean. Former Al-Qaeda member turned Syrian president Ahmed al-Sharaa addresses the UN General Assembly. Meanwhile, Xi Jinping uses his speech to world leaders to announce China's first ever concrete target to cut carbon emissions and meet the US astronauts who could slingshot around the moon as early as next February.
Depending on the time that we launch, depending on the illumination, we could see parts of the moon that never have had human eyes lay upon them before. And believe it or not, human eyes are one of the best scientific instruments that we have.
First, the news.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. US officials say a gunman has shot dead at least one detainee at an immigration facility in Texas. A government statement said the man opened fire indiscriminately from a nearby rooftop before killing himself. It said a message written on bullet casings at the scene showed the attack targeted law enforcement. No security personnel were hit. Joseph Rothrock is an FBI special agent.
The FBI is investigating this incident as an act of targeted violence. It is unfortunately just the most recent example we've seen of targeted violence, to include here in North Texas, where back on July 4th, we saw a coordinated attack carried out against an immigration detention center in Alvarado, Texas. There will be no resource not utilized to bring all those individuals who are responsible to justice and to hold them accountable.
President Trump has accused what he called the radical left of inciting violence against immigration officers. Colombia's president has accused Donald Trump of an act of tyranny after the US launched airstrikes on alleged drug trafficking boats in the Caribbean. At least 14 people are reported to have died. Speaking to the BBC, Gustavo Petro has said the action could be described as murder. He again called for criminal proceedings against US officials. Washington insists the strikes were part of an anti-drug operation targeting vessels linked to Venezuela. All of the miners who were trapped in a mine in the northwest of Colombia for 48 hours have now been rescued. Social media footage shows family members welcoming the 23 men with hugs and tears as they emerged from the collapsed shaft accompanied by rescue teams. The group had been trapped underground since Monday, receiving food and water through a water extraction hose. Syria's interim president has told the UN General Assembly that his country has reclaimed its rightful place on the world stage. Ahmed al-Sharaa is the first Syrian leader to address